Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
The following content is not suitable for children.
Serious topic. Lack of attraction. Let's do it, Lori.
Let's do it. Welcome to Foreplay Sex Therapy. I'm Dr. Lori Watson, your sex therapist.
And I'm George Fowler, your couples therapist.
We are here to talk about sex.
Our mission is to help couples talk about sex in ways that incorporate their body, their mind, and their hearts.
And we have a little bit of fun doing it, right, G?
Listen, and let's change some relationships. All right. Well, before we do that, let's do some business. We got lots going on here, Lori.
I know it. So we're in Philadelphia in October, which is so cool.
October 4th and 5th.
Yeah, teaching about sex up there. That'll be cool to see people in person.
It's always so much fun to spend 2 days talking about sex, right? Answering questions, finding answers. We learned so much during these 2 days, and it really helps us in our podcasting, coming up with ideas and topics and leading edges, places we need to grow.
It does. It's always fun. I think more fun in person, for sure.
We also have been nominated for the podcast award, right?
Yes, for the People's
we
Choice.
We need you all to vote. Let's put this on the radar.
Podcastawards.com, and we're under the health section. It is, we got to say, a little bit of complicated to get your, they ask for your email and confirmation and all that, but please do that. We would love to be recognized there. So podcastawards.com for the People's Choice Awards this year. And we want to thank our patrons. You guys have been steadfast supporters of us, and we are so grateful for your help. If you want to support us directly, you can go to our patrons page, just foreplaysextherapy.com, and we have a link there for the patrons page, and we're just very appreciative of many of you have been supporting us for years and years and years. And George and I are doing some new things these days. We're starting to write a book, and that's going to take some of our time and away from time that we could do clinical work. But we really feel like it's important to do that.
Sacrificing of time to get out a message.
Yeah.
And to support each other doing that. Isn't that pretty cool?
Yeah.
So you can support us in a lot of ways, right? Giving us reviews, being able to nominate or vote for the podcast, becoming patrons. It's all just ways of joining us, and we really do deeply appreciate it. No pressure here. We recognize people are all different places in their life. But for those of you who can invest, we are super thankful for that.
Yeah, and you know, you can share specific episodes with people. There's a, you know, those little three dots. If you are listening to one of our episodes and you think, you know, my friend Susan would really like this, please just send that episode to her. And that really helps us, just exposure in terms of what we're doing. I think this really, that there's very few podcasts out there that are helping people with concrete strategies in the sexual attachment and the emotional attachment cycles and how to get through that, how to form a really strong bond. So that's our mission, and we're grateful if you would join with us. And I'm hoarse this morning. I sound terrible. I even sound terrible to myself.
That's your sexy voice coming out.
Oh, thank you, G. Yeah. Okay, it's all good now. It's all good. It's my sexy voice.
Well, let's get back on topic, Lori. What do you think?
Okay, back to people who get married without sexual attraction.
Yeah, I mean, I've had a bunch of clients that maybe a little older in life, they've had some fun and they're looking to settle down and they find that partner who just everyone likes, easy to get along with, it's going to make a great parent. You know, your family likes them, your friends like them, you're good teammates, you have good conversations, you have a really good friendship. And that's so important. That's kind of where you want to evolve to. It's kind of what you're looking for to raise a family. Mm-hmm. And some of those people find, you know, in the bedroom, there's not that much going on. Mm-hmm. So what do we do with that? The lack of attraction.
Yeah. I mean, first I would say contextually, people have only married for love for kind of a short period of time. I think marriage was about an alliance and also having children and stuff. I can't speak to how their sex life was, but I have a cousin who was married in an arranged marriage, you know, and she knows lots and lots of people in an arranged marriage, and apparently they made it work. They made it hot without really knowing the person and without necessarily marrying because they were attracted. Lots of cultures do that, and they tend, you know, they have stable sexual lives, so I think there are ways to grow in sexual dynamics. I mean, I don't know if over time you think this is the most attractive person in the world. I mean, I think if you're a sexual being, you notice other people who are attractive or more attractive. And I mean, it's just a crazy game if you're chasing that. And I do think, George, that with social media and with app dating, a lot of people are chasing the most attractive partner. Mm-hmm. You know, I had a guy who told me, you know, when he's scrolling through dating apps, women who are attractive and who would be the absolute belle of the ball at a cocktail party because of being vivacious and attractive and a good conversationalist, he's like, swipe, swipe, you know, because it's like, but maybe there's one even more attractive out there. So I do think our culture has gone a little crazy on that as the highest value.
Mm, I like that.
I guess, too, I would imagine that, I don't know, deep intimacy, connection, and skillful lovemaking could make sex still pretty good, even if you are not as attracted to them.
There's a sentiment out there that if there is no attraction, it's like the deathbed of a relationship. Mm-hmm. I think both of us land on the more hopeful side. There's so many parts of us that we don't know about in the bedroom.
Yeah.
That if you could tap into that, who knows what's possible? It's like a couple. When I see a couple in distress, I remind myself, I'm just seeing a glimpse of who these people are, right? They're in defensive, reactive places. Who knows what they're capable of if they're safe and feeling super connected? Right. So that's my feeling around the bedroom, right? You might not be attracted to the person you have because of how they're protecting themselves or showing themselves or how you're protecting yourself. To me, the biggest thing is that somebody's naming that and being honest with it, right? If they're putting the problem on a table, and you have to put the problem in the table that protects your partner. I mean, nobody wants to hear, I'm not attracted to you sexually, right? That's got to be a punch in the stomach. But how can you be honest and say, hey, listen, you know, I don't find myself so engaged here, so attracted. The environment we've created around sex is just not kind of doing it for me. I'm sure it's not doing it for you. Can we have a conversation around it? I mean, I think that's the hardest thing because so many people I see, they keep it as a secret. They don't feel attracted and they try to white knuckle themselves into just continuing to have sex with this person, hoping something's going to change. You know, and at some level, a partner must pick up on it too. And it's just, you know, this is what leads couples to stop having sex and they can't talk about it.
Yeah. And such a difficult thing to talk about, especially, I think, I mean, what you said feels more hopeful. Like, look, I'm not feeling that much chemistry between us. Maybe I think that's very different than I don't find you attractive. Oof, duh.
I like that reframe, changing you know, it to chemistry.
I don't feel that much chemistry between us.
Can I just pause you there? Because I want everyone to hear that. That's a good change, reframe. Instead of use, I'm not attractive. Talk about the chemistry, right? That makes it something between us instead of something within you.
Yeah.
I like that change of
and
words.
Maybe something we can figure out together. I mean, I guess I just imagine, you know, if people are really sensuous and they're free and they're uninhibited, they're, you know, willing, coming to bed willing to see what happens, to open their heart and their body. I guess I just imagine people can find a way to have great sex. I understand, you know, some people are really visual and they want that. But then I think, okay, but you married without that. I mean, you knew that going in. And so that kind of, to me, is on them. You know, it's not, I mean, it's on them to then do something about that, to create that. You know, if they've made a promise and they've said, you know, I love everything about you, but not so hot in bed. Okay, then how do we make it hot in bed? Although I do have a supervisor, and she really only says this about men. She's a big sex therapist supervisor. And she says, yeah, if a man is not attracted or loses attraction, that's the ball game. I mean, just total boom.
That's a little pessimistic view of things, don't you think?
She's not working on foreplay every week, trying to help people, I think.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Well, it does say this is a serious problem.
Yeah.
Right? If you start to feel revolts, if you start to feel repulsed.
Disgust.
Like, I mean, you see that. You're a super fit person and your partner loses, you know, doesn't work on that anymore. And like, you can see people change. They kind of grow apart. But that it's a huge problem. And that's why we're just trying to give people a chance to talk about that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm sure there are changes and things that really impact your sense of attraction to someone.
Yeah, I was working with a couple where they were both, you know, athletes. They met in college as athletes. Mm-hmm. You know, physicality was incredibly important to both of them. Mm-hmm. They spent both hours a day working out. Mm. And fast forward a couple of years, you know, the wife gets pregnant, has a couple of kids, gets caught up in taking care of the kids, stops working out, body changes with pregnancy. He continues to work out like he always does. He can be in a magazine. He looks so good. And his wife's no longer there, right? Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden he comes into therapy and he's like, you know, I just, you know, it doesn't do it for me anymore. And it's like, oh.
Painful. I also wonder, though, like, does he say, hey, look, I'm coming home at 4 to babysit the children so you can just go to the gym till 6 and I will make dinner while you're gone. I'll watch the children make dinner. You go to the gym for 2 hours. You know, I mean, I kind of wonder about the way they've arranged their lives. You know, men, I think oftentimes have a better ability to take autonomy. And they're like, I'm just doing my thing. This is what's important to me. I just do it. And the woman is like suddenly caught in this web of many different important things. You know, I do remember as a young woman, I'll just end on this before we take our break. And it was so hard for me to take the children to the gym babysitting because my children had difficulty separating, so they'd cry. And then also, you know, they'd get sick. They got sick at the drop of a hat. So exposing them to a bunch of other children, it was like, okay, I'll go to the gym this day, and then I'm not going to go to the gym for a month because they're going to be sick and I'm going to be sick. You know, it was a bad setup.
It's always more complicated than it looks.
Okay, let's come back and help people.
Laurie, we know great lovers are intentional. They bring playfulness, curiosity into the bedroom so they can relax. And we got a great product to help do that. Foria.
Foria, right? Their sex oil and their Awaken product is helpful for orgasms. If you want a bigger or better orgasm, Foria is where it's at. They use all natural plant-based ingredients to intensify sexual pleasure and also relieve discomfort. And I can totally see why that works, because it also just kind of helps get everything ready down there.
Right. And when you can use both the Awaken arousal oil and the sex oil, I mean, they do combine to pack a little boom.
Pack a little punch for the ultimate pleasure pregame. You really want to use it before you start. And then that kind of gets your body a little bit ready. So I fully endorse you to go ahead and treat yourself to more and deeper and fuller pleasure whenever you can find it and as often as possible, of course. And you can start with the bottle of Foria. Foria is offering a special deal to our Foreplay fam. Get 20% off your first order by visiting foriawellness.com/foreplay, or just use the code Foreplay at checkout. And that's foriawellness.com/foreplay for 20% off your first order. And I recommend trying their Awaken arousal oil and sex oil, and you will thank us later. We are doing a couples retreat on September 8th. So please keep that in mind in your schedule for your fall schedule. We want to give you a heads up. We're only doing one this year because our training schedule is getting crazy, but we would love to invite you to our couples retreat on September 8th. It's by Zoom, and you can find it on our website, foreplaysextherapy.com.
Nice. And we just completed training therapists 2 days, right, on sex. Had over 100 therapists. How much fun was that, Laurie? To just kind of, again, get all these questions. We don't have all the answers, but we're just, again, that excitement is just trying to help us all get clearer and clearer and start leaning in this direction, because it's such a great need to help couples talk about their sex lives.
It was really fun. And we're excited to do it again for our couples. We always have fun with people who are wanting to work on their sex life and come to us. They're always anxious. What is it going to look like? And I'm glad to email you a little bit about that, talk with you so you can get comfy.
Nice. And who don't want to be comfy, right? All right. How are we going to help people here, Laurie, I think?
Well, you're talking about it and putting it on the table,
mm-hmm.
and how we do that in a kind way.
Yes, you have to protect your partner. And there's so much focus on the partner who's not being attractive, mm-hmm. right? How that hurts their feelings. But to recognize the person that's not finding the attraction, they're hurting too.
Yeah.
I mean, it sucks to find yourself with this really important way of connecting, and mm-hmm. it's hard to access, right? It's mm-hmm. it's camouflaged with all these kind of negative feelings, right? Mm-hmm. So both people are losing in this situation, in this dynamics. That's why I think the most important thing we have to say here is to blame the dynamics, to start to help the couple expand the problem from within one person to between the two of them.
Yes.
Right? That language that you use, that it's not, I'm not attracted to you. It's, what did you say?
I said, you know, I don't feel much chemistry between
chemistry.
Us.
Chemistry is such an easier word, because we can change chemistry. We just got to mix up the ingredients. It's not something that's just intrinsically, I'm either attracted to you or not, this either or scenario, right? Chemistry is something we can work with.
Yeah, because I think all of us have also felt in our marriages, let's say we are attracted to our partner and we're going through a really bad season, and suddenly we look at them and we see all their flaws and we see all the ways that they don't look so good, right? And we don't feel as much chemistry with them. So, I mean, when generally we would say, yes, they're very attractive, I'm attracted to them. But we know that chemistry kind of waxes and wanes with our emotional connection and and I think our sexual connection.
Nice. Yeah, I know there's some study with couples who separate and it feels like there's no way they have to divorce. And a big percentage of those couples, if they can just stay together for a year, like they're fine a year later. Things change, right? The tapes we play change. Like this is not etched in stone. Just because you're not attracted to your partner in this moment doesn't mean that's the way it's going to be a year from now. Especially if you can work on it, you can talk about it, you can bring more parts of both of you into this conversation, then certainly we have different numbers to work with.
Back to my numbers. Yeah, my own path, I think, is through great sex. I had a boyfriend that I agreed to date, and I really did not find him very attractive at all. I wasn't attracted to him. And like after he kissed me, I was just so attracted to him. Like it just changed everything. It was like my body turned on, everything turned on for me. And then I thought he was so cute and thought he was so hot and oof, did it. Yeah. So I guess I wonder, and maybe it's because I'm a woman that sensuous pathway works better for me. And maybe as a man, if your visual doesn't work for you, it's harder. And that's so stereotypical. And I know women who are not attracted to their husbands, who say, look it, you know, I'm playing tennis, I'm in my 50s, and I work out, and, you know, my husband works all the time, certainly, but he's let his body go, and I don't feel it so much anymore. Like, I don't like that he doesn't take care of himself, and when we're in bed, he feels a little doughy, and I kind of want somebody with some ridges and planes, you know, on his body. So I don't think it's just one gender. Personally feel for me that was an easy path.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, one, I think you said the conversation, and I don't know if I talked about this a couple of episodes ago, but I had a conversation with a young woman who, she was my hairdresser, and she's smoking hot, that girl. But she said about 2 years ago, she had gained 40 pounds, and she was with this same man. And she said, you know, he talked to me about it. And she said he was clear. He was direct. He was loving. And he just said, you know, I just want you to know I'm so much more attracted to you in the body that I met you in. And how are you feeling about your body? And she said, you know, I was feeling terrible. It was clear to me. I was already self-conscious. I felt awful. And he's like, okay, you know, I want to be attracted to you. I want to be proud of us together. I want a lifestyle that is about staying healthy and staying fit. And you kind of know what you need to do about that. And she said, it was hard. It was really hard to hear that. And he had not withdrawn sexually. He had not stopped making love to her. But she was just like the hardest thing. But I also respected that he told me. So, you know, that was more motivation for me to get in shape. And he was right. He also helped me confront that part of myself that had been gaining weight for, you know, all kinds of reasons. Mm-hmm. It's like he helped me think about me. And she said, I don't know. I said, God, you know, did you just not want to cut him off? And she's like, everything in me did want to recoil and pull back and not be naked in front of him and all of this. But she's like, you know, he said it in a way that it was his truth and he was respectful to me and I needed that. And I just thought that is the most loving conversation about this I have ever heard.
Yeah. Beautiful. Well, she took responsibility for what she can control.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so many couples that I'm working with, I think Stan Tatkin, when he was on our last podcast, what he said that was so helpful to me, just making it more clear, is that so the majority of time, couples in conversation or interaction, they're operating from this automatic pilot where they're not really present with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And so often this happens in sex, right? It's like people allow their tapes to play. It's the same position. It's the same, like they're not really super engaged. right? And when you're not super engaged, that is an environment that starts to breed not feeling attracted to your partner, right? And it's information. So I love that this guy listened to the information shared and she heard the information and that there's a reason why we feel what we feel. And can we use that to be more intentional, to be more present with each other, right? When both people like their bodies and like having sex, that's a great environment for great sex.
Yeah.
Right? Whenever you see a lack of attraction, there usually is a lot of issues in that couple that are not being addressed. Right. So to me, it's an opportunity. I know it hurts in the short term, but everything is redemptive for couples who are willing to kind of do the work together. You can pull through something like this if you both are willing to change the dynamics.
And I just want to say something because, you know, weight particularly, I think, is a really toxic subject. And there's a lot of people out there in a movement that kind of say, look at, you should love somebody no matter what they look like, no matter what their weight is. That is their business, not your business. But attraction is your business. I think that there's something to be said for that. I mean, I think sometimes if you tell somebody, I'd be more attracted to you if you were thinner or whatever, or I'm concerned about this. I think the way you say it is important, but I mean, I think it could just go the other way. You know, that person could say, fuck you, you know, my weight's my business. And if you don't want to be with me, that's it. And I think that's the risk of being honest and talking about it is you could also, I mean, you're taking a big risk to talk about this.
Well, both partners have to be honest with themselves and where they're at. If you gain a lot of weight, but you're comfortable with your weight, and you feel beautiful with your weight, like that really shouldn't be an impediment because, you know, but we live in a culture that shames us a lot for that. So if you feel terrible about your weight and it makes you not want to have sex or show your body, how is that not going to impact the dynamics in the bedroom?
Right. And I know.
And how do you talk about that? Because you feel bad, your partner feels bad, and no one's talking about it.
I know. That's a lousy situation. And either way. Yeah, either gender, gaining weight or letting themselves go or, you know, hygiene. Good Lord, hygiene is such an important one. Like people that don't go to the dentist, all that. Good gracious.
Right. You know? People become overwhelmed. They become depressed or they become addicted. There are always reasons that head us down these roads. Mm-hmm. But if you find yourself in a relationship with a partner who's let themselves go, who's no longer investing, engaging, again, what I hear you saying is like, that's a wake-up call. It's the partner saying, hey, well, listen, we have an obligation to each other to stay engaged, to continue to invest in each other, right? And for good reasons, one partner's not doing that so much anymore. So how do we encourage the effort instead of discouraging, because again, it could sound hurtful.
Yeah. I mean, first of all, I think if you're concerned about weight and you're bringing in to the home a bunch of junk food and you know your partner can't resist that, you're an idiot. You know, it's like, don't do that. Like,
what if you really like junk food? I really
George
like
George and his pizza and his pasta. What else
Pizza's
do you like?
Pizza's healthy for you. I don't know why you call that junk food. That's healthy food.
What junk food is your favorite junk food, G? Oh, I know what it is. Hershey's chocolate.
I do like a chocolate bar, some ice cream. I think they're all naturally
ice cream, right?
Beautiful, healthy things.
Strawberry ice cream. Okay, back. Let's not talk about food. Okay, so I think certainly also investing in the sensuality of the sex life. Like, you know what? This is one of the problems with food is we eat for sensual comfort. And then we deny ourselves sex because we don't feel good enough to receive sexual pleasure. So, I mean, upping that quotient and saying, let's make it as sexy as possible. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe oil massage and long foreplay and going away together and flirting. Yeah. And I mean, really thinking about being intentional about how do we increase sexuality. I mean, I think, you know, we can flirt with people that we're not attracted to, right? Flirting is just fun, you know? And so what about doing the things that re-engage yourself? And that's difficult if you're not feeling good about yourself. I know that. And especially if you're thinking, oh, and my partner's not feeling good about myself. Why would I want to submit to a massage or have them touch me at all? It's like, because you need that and your relationship needs that.
This might also be a perfect time to get help. This is where a therapist can facilitate this space, right? If you don't know how to bring it up, don't keep it to yourself. Bring it up to a therapist to figure out how to bring it up.
Yeah.
But this is what therapists are here for, is to help facilitate difficult conversations. But I want to end by role-playing, Lori. Maybe you could bring it up to me, right? You're not so attractive to me, right? And say, how can you say it in a way that protects me? Just give our listeners
goodness.
A quick little example.
Okay. So I'd say, you know, honey, I love you. I love who you are. I love making love to you. And I love your body. But I've kind of noticed and I'm worried about that you've been gaining weight. And, you know, I'm fantasizing about your flat stomach. And I don't know, is there a way that we can together think about this and approach it, just get healthy together? Maybe we can, you know, do our morning jogs together or something. You know, what are you feeling about your body?
I'm thinking about a Big Mac right now.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Right. Well, again,
is it hurtful that I say that? Of course it's hurtful.
It is, but part of me knows that's true. I'm glad you brought it up because, you know, it's something I avoid. I don't like to think about, so.
Mm-hmm. I know, and I think you've been under a lot of stress. I think you've been under a lot of stress. Yeah. I just appreciate you hearing me right now about it, and I still want you to know I want to be with you for sure.
No perfect way of doing this. Lori's just making an attempt, right? And we want to leave you all with not just advice, but practical, like you got to take this advice and put it into action because that's the only way it's relevant.
I'm laughing because whenever we talk about it in classes with people and we talk about how belly weight raises cholesterol, George wants to start doing sit-ups. George, I do not think you have a belly, just for
great
the record.
Motivation.
I do not think you have a belly, buddy. Okay.
Keep it hot, y'all.
Thanks for listening. I would love to invite you. This is women only, but we are having a retreat in Asheville on November 10th through the 12th. And it's going to be a slumber party. And so we're going to like all stay together in the same cabin. It's a beautiful space. And we're going to have meals brought in and made. And we know who the chef is. And so it's going to be wonderful. Maybe drink a little bit of wine if you'd like to. And we have kind of some talks and time to work together on your sexuality. So the whole goal of this women's sexuality retreat, the slumber party, is to basically enhance and develop yourself, your erotic self inside. So we're going to be talking about anatomy and physiology and sexual attachment. We're going to talk through blocks, you know, what stops us? What are the brakes against our sexual expression? And then what are our gas pedals? What are our turn-ons? How do we open up more sexually, like with enhanced sexual pleasure? And we're going to talk about orgasms and role play and using toys and fantasies and some stuff. And each night we're going to have a pajama party where we just relax and sit around and talk on the deck and hang out together. And then on Sunday morning, we're going to set our focus and have concrete steps toward sexual engagement with our partners.
Sounds pretty awesome, Lori. And all the men, don't worry about it. Maybe we'll have like a Spartan camp out somewhere, have a couple beers and, you know, we'll do our own version of that someday.
That would be great. So love to invite you. I will post it on foreplaysextherapy.com under resources, and there will be the retreat, the scheduled events, and you can link and figure out if you can make it with us on November 10th through the 12th in Asheville.
Call in your questions to the 4Play question voicemail. Dial 833-MY-4Play. That's 833-MY-4Play. And we'll use the questions for our mailbag episodes. All content is for entertainment purposes only and should not be considered as a substitute for therapy by a licensed clinician or as medical advice from a doctor. This podcast is copyrighted by 4Play Media.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.